Good morning. Lovely to see so many here. Yeah, I'm Daniel Kinderman. I'm the National Coordinator for Free Grace Evangelistic Association. So I'm going to begin with a small presentation on a little bit of the history first. So the title is Lessons Learned from Distribution, Scripture Distribution in Africa. It will cover a little bit of Asia in it, because we're in Asia as well. So the overview is what we do. Scripture distribution, translation projects, and the last bit is a Zimbabwe mission in 2022. A little, so the brief history, and before I go any more, you see that lady, she's from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and that is her Bible. And this is a regular thing that you will see in Africa. And how precious is this book to you? So this belonged to her, but the common thing in Africa is that only one pastor of the church has a Bible. No one else has a Bible. And it is well worn. So that's just a brief one, and this lady travelled 2 days to get to a Bible seminar that the Free Grace were taking, all through the jungle, and she didn't realise that there was going to be Bibles there. She just knew that there was a Bible teaching going on, and she wanted to go and hear the word. And at the end of it, she was given a free Bible, and she couldn't believe it. Her testimony was truly wonderful. So areas we work in. So we have an orphanage in India that we support. 55 orphanages. And this is the brief history. We began in 2010 from our chairman, Dr. Ian Sadler. And we now have 8 trustees working. And we work all voluntary, all of us. So we began with the orphanage in 2010, and then the Chitara New Testament translation project begins. I'll go further on for that in a minute. I won't repeat that. So now we are actually working with 21 countries, both in Africa and in Asia. This is the structure. So we have the management committee, then we have the regional coordinator of Africa, the national coordinators of each country we work with. They work with the pastors and so on through national coordinator and zone coordinators, so it spreads out in a structural way. And that's just a brief overview of where we're working through the world. And that is just a picture of some of our coordinators. I wonder if anyone could turn the lights down, because we'd see better on the pitch. Well, there is no light. Well, there we go. We have to partner that one. So that is our regional coordinator for Africa, Duren Masaka, a gracious, godly man I work very closely with. And if we have any issues with any country in Africa, I work with him, because African to African is so much easier. They understand each better. They understand their cultures better. And he's a really helpful, godly man. He lives in Zambia. And a very poor man as well. He has 6 children and a wife. And I hope to see him again in May, God willing, when I do another mission with him to the Democratic Republic of Congo. And I just show this coordinator from West Africa, Ivory Coast. And he deals with 6 countries in the Ivory Coast. So scripture distribution in Africa and in Asia. Can you see that all clearly? That's a telling point, isn't it? So we work very closely with the Trinitarian Bible Society. They are our big sister. And they are so supportive to us. So that's how many Bibles were distributed in 2022 on the left-hand side. And on the right are books and booklets. So we have some here, like the Bible Doctrines, and various other ones here you can see after the meeting's finished. So this is by the breakdown. So on the right hand side is what the Trinitarian Bible Society has granted the Free Grace Evangelistic Association. So 7,500 Bibles out of the 10,500 Bibles that were distributed. And we have funded 2,900. And then that shows you the different languages. Tobolka, French, they're African names. Then the Urdu is Pakistan. Kichau is Malawi. Kirundi is Burundi. Telugu is India. Swahili is various different countries in southern Africa and central. And then you have the Judson Bible, the Burmese Bible. Challenges. And there's many. First one is poverty. Many have nothing. That's literally. They have nothing. And God's people out there, how he provides for them, is wonderful to see. And when you live with it for a short period of time, it is overwhelming. Especially when you come back to our country. And it's quite sad. And you do come back. Worn out Bibles, have you seen? That is a very common thing. And people haven't got the money to buy Bibles. An average UK wage, £3,000. But in their country, there's no banks. There's no banks in towns and villages, mostly. There's no health service. And they struggle to pay rent and living. And persecution is, especially in Asia, is a red. Nearly all Asia, is red. And I had a message from a pastor who we work with, our coordinator in Myanmar, on Tuesday this week. He said, "Dear friends and prayer partners, we want to thank God for all you standing alongside us in this ministry." This is from Myanmar, which is under dictatorship. "God has been faithful to us through difficult and challenging times. We would like to update you on what is happening in Myanmar and how you continue to pray for us. The military coup and the ministry. As many of you might have heard about this, the military takeover took place on the 1st of February 21. Since that time, everything has been going from bad to worse until today. Many lives have been taken. Many houses were destroyed, that is burned. Thousands are running for their lives in the woods. Many children are starving. And civil war takes place everywhere. There is no safe place to live. Life gets harder and harder for us in the midst of all these things, while not knowing what will happen to us, when and where. We are able to keep on doing what God has called us to do. What faith. It has not been easy, but we witness God's goodness over and over again. These pictures," and he sent me some pictures, "are but a small representation of what is actually going on in the country. Please pray for safety for us and for those we train. And also pray we would be a blessing to those who are needy." And I only say that to give you a little enlightenment of persecution throughout the world to Christians. No, it dropped it. It's not working. Proportion of cost of a Bible in Africa. So we have the monthly wage, we have the cost of the Bible. And then the cost of travel. It's impossible. It is impossible for them to buy a Bible. So, corrupt versions. Pastors think they have a Bible, but it's often a bad version. Other pastors may have two or three different versions, thinking they will get the truth over broad free Bibles. Many are like Apollos, and they need more teaching with the good versions. It is vital to give out Bibles in a structured way. An FGEA, with the help of the Lord, have done this in all the countries we are working. Otherwise, Bibles end up in bad hands. And people want to make money, and they will sell the Bible for money. It is vital to give out. And then, so that's that bit on those things. And so the conference we arrange with TBS Book Clip Distribution, it's essential to teach those who we pray will faithfully teach the people. And without instruction in these things, Bibles distributed may not be well used. And we pray for the Holy Spirit to work mightily. And we come to translation projects. We have two going at the moment, working with the TBS. So we have supplied the translators, and TBS support us in the finance of it, which is a real great thing. There are two projects going on at the moment, November, which is a predominantly Zambian speaking language, and they are on the New Testament at this present moment, up to the Acts of the Apostles. And we've been going for years. On the Chichewa, which is a predominantly Malawi spoken, although it is spoken in surrounding countries of Malawi, the New Testament is completed and printed 2 years ago, and we've done a second printing, the TBS have, and it has just arrived in Malawi, about 4,000 of them. And we are on the final checking of the Old Testament, of the final review before printing. And all being well, by the middle of this year, the whole Bible is being printed. So if the funds are available, to be distributed. That has taken about 8 years to do, complete New and Old Testament. This is just a short video. But we thank God we have been doing this translation. We have seen that our lives have never been the same, because we look at word by word, phrase by phrase, and verse by verse. As a team, we have grown because we have been having some revelations. Seen before, yes, we have been using this Bible, these Bibles, for some years, many years. But as we said, during this project, we have seen our lives transform so much because of the revelations. So may God bless you physically. We have been transformed. We have blessed so much spiritually. We have been blessed so much. We pray that the God will. And last, we shall pray.
We shall be praying for you guys to the very good of the power of your prayers. Bring the voice of us. Remember us to your prayers. All the continues. So we have prayer as well. We live in the order of people who call us. And as you pray for us, I know the God will give you his presence. The God bless what's up here. And may the new Lord just like all when he's according to his wishes. The glory.
Sorry about that. So, there are two testimonies. We come to children's ministry. How many children are here? We have got some. How many of you got children's Bible books, colouring books? You've got story books as well? When I went to the DRC, the Congo, in 2018, for a Bible distribution of Swahili Bibles and teaching. And the teaching ministry, all these children are everywhere, in their little t-shirts and rags. And when we were in the services of the Lord's Day, and in the mission services, they were just running outside everywhere, like children do. And my question was to the pastors, are you teaching the children? No. This was in the DRC. In other countries, they do have Sunday schools. But the Sunday school teachers haven't got a Bible. Never mind children's literature. That's non-existent. Absolutely non-existent. So we began the children's ministries in 2018. And we have given funds enough to produce. I don't know if anybody knows the Mr. Ramsbottom children's series, The Miracles of Jesus. And that's done in English, because Zambian children do learn English. So we we were able, with the funds, to do 1,000 copies. And we did several children teaching Bible studies when we were out in Zambia last year on the mission. And they said, oh, we'll get them together, you know, little, some meetings. I got there in Kabwe, and there was 146 children waiting. And it was quite overwhelming. And the Lord helped us. And then we did some distribution. And then we went to a place called Mekonchi. And there was 185 children. And we did it outside. No building was big enough to hold. And it was wonderful to see. But we only took 145 copies with us on that day. So 40 odd children never got a copy. And it was quite heartbreaking. So there's a little video now that you're going to see. So a few other countries I'll just briefly go over that we work with. So in the Ivory Coast, which is a French-speaking nation, and just to enlighten on there, 18 months ago, the Free Grace were given two large donations, which came to £42,000. And it was to go to the French New Testament, which has just recently been printed by the Presbyterian Bible Society. And this is a tremendous boon to Africa. And we worked with 8 French-speaking nations in Africa. And we've been able to purchase 18,000 New Testaments. They are at this present moment being packed in London, ready for distribution to the different countries that we're sending them. They cannot wait for them. But this is not even a needle in a haystack. If you said 5 million... this is nothing. The hunger for the scriptures is immense, is tremendous. And we just pray that the Lord will open those ways and means whereby more of these New Testaments can get into the hands of those that need them. And we pray for that same hunger and thirsting in our own nation. We don't forget that, especially in our prayers. But if we had 1 million, it would be a fraction. For the first, for the Word of God. So our chairman, Ian Sadler, he went there in November for the first time to distribute. And they've got the David Martin Bibles there, which were, at the time, are the closest to the best translation, the best version that we have. On the left are the Gospel of Matthew in French, and I've got one of those here, which was done when the translation had begun. Democratic Republic of Congo. It's the size of Western Europe, just for your information. It is huge. And it's the majority German. And the eastern side, it's where I've been, is in civil warfare. Very rebellious. It's a very dangerous part of the world. Yet the Lord has raised up faithful men to preach the gospel. And as we speak, two seminars are taking place today in DRC, where each place, one's distributing 80 Swahili Bibles and the other 100. Now, just to put it in perspective of cost, each of those seminars are $2,000, or in our money, about £1,700. Just put in, just for 180 Bibles to be distributed. So, and that's roughly what a seminar is, and it's not, it is to the pastors, and normally they have about 80 to 100 pastors come to it, and then they distribute the Bibles to them. Not to the, there isn't enough for the congregation. To the pastors. And Kenya. And there's a relatively new office there, about 3 years now we've been distributing Swahili and Kenyan Bibles. And that is our coordinator there, Dennis Okroma. A very nice man to work with. And we thank the Lord for what he's doing faithfully. And this is the thing, how the Lord has risen up faithful men to do this work. There's so much corruption in Africa. All the time. And we've had our, we have our challenges. But the mercy is, the Lord has raised up one, and then he raises up another. Both men and women as well. Because you remember, in Africa there's women leaders, so they lead the women. And it's a cultural thing. It's a bit alien to me when I first went out there, as a strict Baptist, with my very conservative view. You see how the Lord is working with these people in their cultures. And it is, it's a life-changing experience in that sense. And you see the wonder of the working of the Spirit and how the church, especially like in Zimbabwe, is growing. So I come to the Zimbabwe mission last May. I went for 12 days, 6 days in Zimbabwe, 6 days in Zambia. I'm just going to really concentrate on Zimbabwe because, one, I thought I'm coming to the Free Presbyterians here. You have your own mission in Zimbabwe with Mbuma and Ipulaweo. And I've been in, my own daughter's worked in Mbuma. So I thought it would be of interest to you. So it was 6 days, 828 miles. Victoria Falls, Bulawayo, Masingo, Gruru, Gwekwe, Mbroi. And there's no holiday. It's grueling. Because you have 6 conferences in the day, and then you travel at night. And it's so dangerous travelling at night. And you go through the Hoangi National Park, it's full of lions. You don't want to break down there at all. But yeah. In mission, it's beautiful. With the Lord's help, every challenge he overcomes. The wheel fell off the car on the first day. It was, and a guy going by says, it's all right, I've got a vehicle for you. We'll get yours into repair. We took it into the garage. He said, before we start repair, to our national coordinator, he says, can you do a prayer meeting here? His 9 mechanics and his 3 assistants in this 30-year-old workshop all got round. And he did 10 minutes on the word of God, and then 3 of us spoke in prayer. That's mission work. It's just not planned. Yet the Lord does it. And it just brings a richness of his work. It really does. And it set the day, and the car was repaired, and we went on our way. So that is the Bibles arriving in the container in Masingo. And in there was 10,000 Bibles, 4,000 for Free Grace, and 6,000 for Free Presbyterian for Zimbabwe. And then they went on to their next destination. Our first conference was actually in an Ndebele speaking area, and we had some Ndebele Bibles, and it's in the Kwala West State, Matabeleland, the most beautiful area of God's creation. Tremendous, who had the Matabolo Hills. It was something again to see, but it was just, you'll see it in a little video, but it was in so raw, it's unbelievable. And that wheel falling off the car was meant to happen, because the car they gave us was a 4x4. an old one. We all jumped in it, 12 of us, some in the back. And we went on our way through the hills and everything. And we came to this great big flood. Well, the car would have never gone through it. But the 4x4 did. You see, everything he has in his control. Just those things. It makes the day. So it was a lovely time. 350 people gathered from 51 churches, from about 15 tribes. And the Lord has brought them together. It's amazing. If you really know what Africa and their culture is like, only the Lord can do that. All around the Word of God. It went on to Masingo, and that's a woman leader. She has 6 Bibles or 8 Bibles there. And then they would take that back, and she would then give them to like the teachers in their churches. Right, a testimony from a pastor.
Called Tutsi. It's a family and both men and Miriam. I just want to give their testimony on how it seems for me to have this kind of shown a very environment. Usually, when I was when I used to bring from this iron village in front of ladies, I used to have a problem that couldn't give me a clear meaning. The meaning that I got from the English ones. At the end of the day, I was forced to somehow use an English Bible when my audience was a Shona, or who understands Shona, but with this kind of value, it's so clear, it gives us the meaning, it's the equivalent to meaning in English. So I'm so happy. Thank you.
So he's just thanking for the version. Actually, I brought one with me today, which is this one here. This is the Shona Bible. And they are so thankful. They really are truly thankful. So we went on to Kwekwe for another distribution time. And then at Victoria Falls. And we had a conference there where we distributed the Shona Bibles there as well. But these were wonderful times. And in the pandemic, Zimbabwe was greatly affected in poverty. They had no money for food even to live. And they were desperate. And our national coordinator called us. He said, Dan, he said, is there any way you can help us? He said, I've got brothers and sisters in the churches and they are going to die for hunger. And we put it towards our trustees, and then we said to our members about it. And £30,000 was raised in 2 weeks, specifically for humanitarian. It was a one-off time we've done it. But we did it, and we sent that, we managed it. So we sent £5,000 each month to them. When I got to one of the conferences, and this is talking 2 years later, we had the conference, and at the end there was question time, and a little old lady in the back got up, and in her Shona speaking. And, it was lovely because it was translated to me, but she's so thanked for what she has given for her. She was the old pastor's wife. Her husband had died in the pandemic. But she was such grateful for all that had been done for the people in being supplied the food necessary. And I just share that with you. We don't understand the half. We live so comfortably here. We really do.